This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Because today, the word I heard is that it will be unforgettable. For a lot of us, it will be an unforgettable service. Because God will do a new thing. He will do remarkable things. Hebrews 13:15. Let me tell you what you've been doing for the past 8 days. Hebrews 13:15. Say Hebrews 13:15. Let's read together. I want to go. By him. By who? By Jesus. Let us do what? How many times? Continually. That is what? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hope you know that the sacrifice we offer as New Testament believers is different from what was offered, you know, in time past. In the tabernacle of Moses, it was about animal sacrifices. But David pointed us to, you know, a better one. In the tabernacle of David, the sacrifice was what? Sacrifice of praise. Amen. He was being prophetic. David was a very prophetic person, even though he lived in the first covenant, as I like to call it. Because sometimes when you say old covenant, some people think that it means we shouldn't read it. But you see, when we read the first covenant, we see Christ, you know, he gives substance to our New Testament revelation. Because those scriptures speak of him. Amen. So, we bring what? Sacrifice. Go to Psalm 50. Please reduce the piano playing because some people have complained that they want to hear me speak. So just keep playing, but let it be on the, you know, beneath. Psalm 50 verse 23. Is that? No. Psalm 50 verse 5. Psalm 50 verse 5. Want to go? Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by what? Sacrifice. Say God is a covenant making God. And God is a covenant keeping God. And one of the ways or the main way a covenant is initiated is how? By sacrifice. Say by sacrifice. That's why Jesus had to die. That's why Jesus had to shed his blood. Amen. So what we've been doing these past 8 days is we have been bringing sacrifice. Say sacrifice. And do you know that sacrifice, among other things, means to give up something for the consideration of other things. To give up something. Say to give up something. And do you know that when your praise is devoid of sacrifice, it is very light. It does not have substance. Amen. So when we wake up at 12 every time for 1 hour, when you feel sleepy, when it's not convenient, you are doing what? Offering what? Sacrifice. And a sacrifice brings weight to your praise. Say, brings weight. And you know, when you place a sacrifice on the altar, there is no altar without sacrifice. And an altar is a place of transaction between divinity and humanity. It's a place that people call upon God. Amen. So in the past 8 days, you've been loading your altar with quality praise because sacrifice gives substance. It gives substance to your praise. All right. Another way to give sacrificial praise is when you don't feel like it. When the odds are against you. When it doesn't look like you should praise God, but you are still singing hallelujah, amen. It becomes sacrificial and it is powerful. Could that be one of the reasons why we are seeing these diverse miracles? The testimonies are overwhelming. The things I'm reading and I'm hearing, we'll share a testimony tomorrow. A man was at home. He started saying, my head. And the next thing is slum and was lifeless. The wife said, no. Pastor Nat said there will be no death. We prayed against death. And they rushed the lifeless body to the hospital. She kept saying, no. Pastor Nat said, no. And all of a sudden, the man spoke out saying, no. I'm not going with you. Spoke and came back to life. They sent me the picture. I don't have permission to share it. I'll probably maybe share the part where they put him in that, there's a machine that they put, you know, MRI. Yeah. They put him there. The Bible says that women receive their word, dead bodies. Back to back. Thank God for women who follow Hallelujah Challenge. From time to time, when I travel, I meet men who say to me, Pastor Nat, my wife is your fan. She follows you. When she's singing, I say, you are sleeping. She's praising. Thank God for a praising wife. I have good news for you. Today, as you offer this sacrifice, your altar will speak. I say your altar will speak. There are some prayers we will pray today. You better be ready because things will happen. Are you ready to praise God? Let's read Acts 16 and remind ourselves of our vision and mission. Acts 16, 25. I beg your pardon. 25. Let's read one to go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, Nathaniel and friends around the world, they did what? They prayed. Can you stop this? Just say, Father, we thank you. We come by the blood of Jesus. We come by prayer. Visit us tonight. And what did they do? They sang praises unto God. And what the prisoners heard them. Prisoners will hear us today. Prisoners will hear us today. Relatives in prison will hear us. Spouses in prisons will hear us. Children in prisons will hear us. Our leaders in prison will hear us. Your destiny in prison will hear you. And what happened? Suddenly, there was what? A great earthquake in the spirit. So that foundations of prisons were, foundations will be shaken. Foundations will be shaken. And what happened? Immediately, all doors. How many doors? So Hallelujah Challenge is a platform for open doors. Oh, somebody didn't get that. Say, I shall see open doors. Amen. And what happened? Everyone's bands were loose. It's a platform for deliverance. A platform for open doors. A platform for salvation. As we praise tonight, there shall be open doors. Everyone's bands shall be loosed. Come, June, I feel led to share your testimony before we go. Come, come, quick. Come like a soldier. June is one of our sons, eh? You know, one of the warriors here. He had what? What did you have here?
Cyst.
Cyst here. He had a cyst here. It was bulging out. It was obvious. You know, he came and said, he's going to what was the place we were going to?
Surgical and cancer center.
They sent him there. They tested him and they said it was what? Positive. It was 7 point something. 7.5. I said the only 7.5 is permitted to have is million. 7.5 billion. The only 7.5 you are permitted to have is billions. Hallelujah! But 2 or 3 days ago, we were praising God. And then he started doing like this. Ah, somebody will check and that growth is gone. Somebody say, come. Every growth, can I prophesy? Let me stand on that. Every growth in your body. Every growth in your breast. Every growth that is not a baby in your womb. Every cancerous growth. We stand on that testimony. We serve them quit notice. We say disappear. Disappear. Say disappear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, of the Lord. Sing hallelujah.
I will sing unto the Lord. have to come. You have to come for Hallelujah Challenge. Now, for Abuchi, we want him here. as I turn around. Turn around. In every negative situation, let them turn around. Open your mouth and pray. Let's prophesy in this atmosphere. I hear speed. Speed, speed, speed is coming to your feet. He makes your feet like the high speed. Demonstrate speed. Begin to mount up with wings as the eagles. Either though you've been crawling, you've been in the same spot for too long. Begin to run, begin to fly on wings of eagles. Doors be lifted. Say ancient doors be lifted up. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, and pray that prayer. Be lifted up. Lift up your head, so you get. And be lifted up, everlasting doors. Let the King of Glory come in. Yahweh Sabaoth. Say, be lifted up. Be lifted up. Don't stop praying. You know, that's because I want to introduce the next song. When the gate is lifted up, someone has to come in. Who is this King of Glory? His name is Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. That is the title of God for the season. That is his title for the season. I know it by the Spirit and by discerning the times. That's his name in this season. Yahweh Sabaoth, the one who goes forth. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the invisible and visible armies, the God of angel armies. Shock may result from trauma, heart stroke, blood loss. I don't know. I just heard it by the Spirit. Body shock. Say body shock. Cease right now. There's someone with body shock. I don't even know what that means. But as I began to sing Yahweh's about, I heard it. Be healed right now. Body shock and every other thing like it. Cease right now. cease right now. In the name of Jesus. Yahweh, Yahweh.
Spirit right now, pray in the spirit, everyone who
baptized by the Holy Spirit, as I stretch forth my hands, let there be a current of your spirit. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Release yourself right now. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, let it rain. 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 Say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Then let that river flow right now. In Israel, Gaza, Palestine, and the Middle East. Even Lebanon is threatening to join now. Lift up your right hand. The Bible in Psalm 122 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, we're not apologetic about it. That's what the Bible says. You know, that's what the Bible says. So we pray. We're not just praying for Israel, we're also praying for the people of God, because there are Christian Arabs. You know that. I've met some of them. I was in London, and by the Spirit of God, I met an Iranian believer who's so persecuted but serving Jesus. Say, Father, in Israel, in Gaza, in the Palestine, in Lebanon, in Russia, in Ukraine, even in Congo, in war-torn areas around the world, Yahweh Sabaoth, shine forth your glory. Intervene. Reveal your glory. Now I want you to pray like you are praying for yourself. I need the same intensity you pray when you are asking for a breakthrough, when you are praying against them. Yahweh Sabaoth, reveal your glory in Israel, in Palestine, in Gaza and Gaza Strip, Ashkelon, in the north of Israel, in the south of Israel, in Lebanon, in Russia, in Ukraine. Reveal your glory. Step into the situation. Step into the situation. Bring peace where you have to bring peace. Bring judgment where you have to bring judgment. Bring healing where you have to bring healing. Bring hope where you have to bring hope. We cry out for the nations of the earth. We cry out for the nations of the earth. Oh, say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name. In these conflicts happening, there are people who should be judged. There are groups who should be judged. And there are people who should be comforted. Say, Yahweh Sabaoth, bring judgment on those who need to be judged. On the terrorists. On the oppressors. In the name of Jesus. Bring comfort to the weak, to the vulnerable, to the helpless. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Mighty name we have prayed. Say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Now let me explain scriptures to you. There are some things that will happen regardless of our prayer.
Jesus says, when you see these things, I think in, was it Luke 21? What, one of the things he says we should do is watch and pray. Sometimes your prayer is, Lord, let your will be done, let your kingdom come. And our prayer is, Lord, keep me throughout all of this. Our prayers cannot stop some of the things that the sure word of prophecy has said. As the end draw close, there shall be wars and rumors of wars, right? Amen. But there are some things our prayers can stop. Amen. Can stem. Hallelujah. Say, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In these last days, may I not fall? May I not faint? May I not fall? May I not fall out? In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that there will be so much, you know, darkness, evil and deceit that even the very elect, that they shall be falling away. Say, I shall not fall away. I shall not fall away from the faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let us deal with our personal stuff now. Are you ready? Are you ready to pray? Pray with intensity. Just like you just prayed for the nations. Oh, first, let's pray. Before I came here, I was praying and resting on my bed. And then I had a vision about, you know, one of us and the daughter. So we prayed about it already. It wasn't as though I saw any evil. But to think that yesterday was International Day of the Girl Child. We're going to pray for our children. We're going to cover especially the girl child. Can you lift up your hand? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover our children, particularly the girl child, in the blood of Jesus. We declare that our children are meant, are made for signs and for wonders in Israel, in Nigeria, and in the world. Father, we shall not cast our young. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, our children shall not be defiled. They shall not be abused. They shall not be initiated to darkness. They shall serve the Lord. They shall serve the Lord. They grow in wisdom. They grow in stature. And in favor with God and man. Can you pray for your children? Even for your unborn children, pray for them. Father, we release prayer over our children, especially the girl child. Our girls will be Esther's, will be Deborah's, will be Ruth, will be Hannah's, will be Mary's, that will conceive Jesus's, bring forth greatness. Our sons will be like Joseph, Daniel, sons of Issachar. They will have more understanding than their teachers. They will understand more than the ancients. They grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. We shall not cast our young. In Jesus' mighty name. There is a woman with a threatening or threatened abortion. We reverse that situation now. In the name of Jesus. You say you shall carry. Say you shall carry. To full term. In the name of Jesus. And before you travail, you shall bring forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It is the number of new beginnings. How many of you want new beginnings? New beginnings. New beginnings. Psalm 40 verse 3. Let's pray from scriptures. Psalm 40 verse 3. Remind me to pray for divine direction. Divine direction. One of the things, one of the testimonies we hear a lot at the Hallelujah Challenge is people saying, you know, I was waiting on God for a word. I was waiting on God for direction. And during the challenge, God spoke to me. Amen. We'll pray that prayer now. I'll give you one scripture free of charge. Say free of charge. Say, Pastor, now, thank you. Are you ready? Let's read Psalm 40 verse 3 together. I want to go. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And the Bible says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it up. Are you ready for a new song? Say, Father, before the end of this Hallelujah Challenge, put a new song in my mouth. Open your mouth and pray. Before the end of this particular Hallelujah Challenge, literally, put a new song. New songs in my mouth. Song of praise. You will do things that will provoke new songs from my mouth, from my spirit. Guys, you are not praying as much as I want. Put a new song. 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 Put a new song in my mouth. Put a new song in my mouth. Put a new song. Put a new song in the mouth of your people. You will sing a new song. You will sing a new song. You will sing a new song. Before the end of this Hallelujah Challenge, begin to sing a new song. In Jesus' mighty name, I hear the Spirit of God say, if you want a new song, then stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop complaining. Tell somebody, stop complaining. Complaints are bad songs. It came out strong. And while I was praying that, I just remembered autistic children and children with Down syndrome. Can we pray for their healing right now? Yeah. Say, Father. You made all things new. You make all things beautiful. Perfect the health of every child. Every autism, every Down syndrome is healed right now. Open your mouth and pray. You make all things beautiful. You have done all things well. We cry out for our children again. Those who need to speak, begin to speak before the end of this challenge. Quicken their understanding. Please give me Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Go to verse 2. In Jesus' mighty name. I have a testimony here. One of us here, I won't tell you the person. One of my team members, you know, one of my core team members who works with me, you know, had a child who was struggling in school. And at some point, you know, I think, because I don't want to point to the person, you know. They had even said to whether to take the child, you know, from school or whatever. And we just agreed and prayed, anointed with oil. That same child became the top in school. And it's getting better and better and better. Isaiah 11, I don't know why I'm dealing with children today. Isaiah 11, 2. I like to pray scriptures. Let's read. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Verse 3. And shall do what? And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after his sight or the eyes, neither. Say, Holy Spirit, rest on our children. Quicken their understanding. Say, every child that needs to speak, begin to speak. We call forth understanding, presence of mind, articulation, alertness. Right now, right now, Holy Spirit, come upon our children. Ah, Isaiah 44. Let's release another bullet. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Isaiah 44. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon thy dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Say, Holy Spirit, come upon our children. Come upon our children. The spirit of these last days shall not catch up with any of them. In the name of Jesus, they shall spring up among the grass as willows by the water courses. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. How many of you want new things? You are going to decree a new season. Say, new season. New season. Somebody says, new season. Write down this prayer request. I mean, if you want. Give me Daniel. Daniel 2. Daniel 2:20. Somebody is going to experience a change of season. Now you will fill in the gaps for yourself. Singleness is a season. Barrenness is a season. Drought is a season. So as we pray this prayer, fill in your gaps. Daniel answered and said, blessed be what? The name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. And he does what? Changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Before we pray this prayer, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are the living God.
You are God from beginning to the end.
There's no place
for argument. You are God all by yourself. You got time and seasons in your hand. You brought the light out of darkness.
the name of Jesus. Now you're going to take a step or two. See, I step into my new season. I leave the old and I step into the new. Begin to fill in your gaps right now in prayer. I step into my new season. I step into my new season by faith, by prophecy. I experience a change of season. Open your mouth and declare loud. Those of you here, pray loud. I experience a change of season. I enter a season of rejoicing. I enter into a break of the dawn. Begin to declare that you leave the old into the new. For thus saith the Lord, I will do a new thing. I hear the word courage. Courage. The courage you need to step into the new. Receive it now. Some people, it's just that courage to say, you know what? I'm going to step into the new. Receive it right now. Receive courage. Courage to start the new. Courage to leave the old. Receive it now. Receive it now. Zechariah 3 verse 4. Somebody sent me this on Instagram and I happened to find it. And it resonated with me. I can't remember because I don't like exaggerating or saying what's not true. But she said something like whether she saw me in a vision or something ministering to her or something. But anyway, this was what she shared. Okay. No. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. She said to me that while she went to sleep, I spoke this scripture to her. I said to her, Zechariah 3 verse 4. And then I felt it was something we should deal with tonight. Let's read. One to go. And he answered and spake unto those that stood by him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. And I will clothe thee with change of raiment. You are not just going to change seasons, you are going to change raiment. Oh, that's somebody's prophetic word. Hope you know that there are raiments for different occasions. There is a way you dress for marriage. There's a way you know, when somebody is pregnant, they start wearing buba. Bubu, see bubu. Amen. There's a way an MD dresses, Abi. There's a way a student dresses. Hallelujah. Your dressing can indicate your season. Amen. When you go to Antarctica, how do you dress? Winter jacket. Hallelujah. Can you command a change of raiment? Some of you need to act it. Some of you have to say, you know what? I take away that shame. Declare that you are clothed in righteousness. Put Psalm 30:11 too. Let me show you a kind of raiment. Let me show you. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me or clothed me with gladness. Hallelujah. Say, I put on gladness. I put on gladness. I put on favor. Open your mouth and pray. Stop. Do you know that I'm intensely prophetic. Today my wife, I was praying for my wife. I just woke up. You know, I just felt like blessing my wife and speaking over her, you know. And, you know, I anointed my wife and the children and she left. And I stayed back on the bed just praying for my wife. I was just thanking God for my wife and saying, Lord, keep my wife for me. We'll both see. You know, and then she was going to drop the children because she's been doing a good job to allow me rest after the challenge. Oh, yeah. Go and do school runs. And she put on one cloth today. I said, go and remove that cloth. Because it was dark. I said, no. Wear something bright. Hallelujah. Say, God, clothe me with gladness. Clothe me with favor. Clothe me with joy. I'm clothed with righteousness. I take away the garment of shame, of reproach, of iniquity. Open your mouth and pray. I am clothed with righteousness. Open your mouth and pray. Act it. I am adorned with glory. Say, I'm covered with glory. Ah. Oh, I hear that. I'm adorned with glory. I'm crowned with honor. There is no shame around me. There is no darkness about me. He has put off my sackcloth and gathered me with gladness. Kaya bateke. In Jesus' mighty name. Have you heard a story where, you know, people say, oh, somebody wanted to help them and they're excited and then they see them and they lose interest. A lady was saying to me that she gets into a relationship, they begin, and after a while the people lose interest. Everything that looks like shame is ripped off right now. Oh, we are going to pray fire prayer here. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, let your fire consume whatever represents shame and disfavor in my life. Open your mouth and pray. I am clothed with righteousness. I am adorned with favor. I'm crowned with honor. I am God's delight. Say, I am God's delight. I'm God's delight. I'm God's delight. I am God's delight. I'm God's pearl. Ah, Rita means pearl. Rita means pearl. Rita means pearl. I am precious in God's sight. In Jesus' mighty name. Begin to declare who I am. Say, I'm beautiful. I'm fearfully made. I'm adorned with glory. I'm crowned with honor. I am God's pearl. I'm precious in his sight. I am the apple of his eyes. Who told you are rejected? Who told you are not loved? Say, I am loved. I am loved. I am deeply loved and appreciated in Jesus' mighty name. Finally, are you being blessed? All of a sudden, as you pray these prayers, you start coming to people's mind. Let's pray this prayer for divine guidance. Then we'll dance around our journals. Psalm 73 verse 24 NLT. Psalm 73 verse 24 NLT. Psalm 73 verse 24 NLT. Let's read together. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Better write the scriptures somewhere. It's a powerful confession. I'm giving you free of charge. Clap for Jesus. I have many of them. I love the word. Say, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Make that your prayer now and confession. Say, day by day, step by step, every inch of the way, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Say, you guide me by your spirit, by the ministry of your word, leading me to a glorious destiny, day by day, step by step, hour by hour, season by season. You guide me with your counsel. You lead me to a glorious destiny. 30 more seconds to pray. Before you make a decision, pray this prayer. before you make a major decision, make this your confession. Say, Holy Spirit, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Maritally, you guide me, leading me to a glorious destiny. Academically, in my career, in ministry, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. I dare say, a glorious and colorful destiny. From today, Holy Spirit, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Make this your profile. Write it somewhere. Make it your word for the day. It hits me hard today. Amen. When I was studying the word. Hallelujah. Print it on your status. Say, you guide me. Before you leave your house every day, say, Lord, as I'm going to walk, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious and colorful destiny. Amen. Let's take our journals quickly. Okay. While you take your journals, let me deal with this very important. You are not born again. Jesus is not the Lord of your life. He cannot guide you. This guidance is strictly for those that are His, those in a relationship with Him. And He wants to guide you, not just to a glorious destiny, but to a glorious eternity. All you need to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that He is Lord, that He died and rose again. And you make a firm decision to follow Him all your days, and you will be saved. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe your word. I believe everything Nathaniel Bassey is saying. I accept your sacrifice on the cross. I acknowledge I am a sinner. Help me. Wash me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. I confess you, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, as my Lord and Savior. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I call upon you right now. Save me. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Father, I declare all of these ones saved to the uttermost in Jesus' name. Amen. Please scan the barcode, click the link, and fill the form. We will get in contact with you. We'll get in touch with you. We want to help you find your footing. We want to help you to be established in the faith. We'll send you a Bible, send you some pamphlets. Our outreach team is ready. They gave me a report today. You know, I'm preparing to reach out to you after the Hallelujah Challenge. God bless you. And those of you who want to, you know, be a blessing to us, you want to give to this team, our ministers coming. Remember, we said we are trusting God. Well, I've got a confirmation from Ducey. Apostle is almost confirming he'll be here, I believe, on the 18th day. The 18th, right? So, right in this place, Ducey Oyeko, myself, Apostle, Joshua Selman, and these warriors here. Keep the flyer first. Yeah, okay. Keep it first. Okay. Alright. So, the 18th will be amazing. Sorry, day 15. 18th of October. October 18th. Sorry. Then I'll have my friend, Pastor Pat Akem. I'm trying to decide the day. Maybe on day 12, we're going to have a healing service. A healing service. Wholesale healing service. Amen. Powerful. Amen. Alright. So, you want to give, you know, towards the Hallelujah Festival. Hallelujah Festival will be on the 22nd, Eco Hotel and Suite, Lagos. Now, for those who are abroad, who want to fly in to attend, we have a special package for you. We are considering giving you free tickets. I hope you sent emails and fill the form. You will have to prove that you bought your ticket and you have your visa to come, then you'll be guaranteed a ticket. That's all. We are not providing hotel for you. Amen. to your tent, oh Israel. Amen. So you have to make your own arrangement. We could suggest and help by way of recommendation, but you make all the arrangement. And it's dressed like your miracle service. Halal service. Amen. What else? So please put up the link. People keep asking, how do we give and support? If you go to the website, please put up the link. HallelujahChallengeLive.com. There is a page that says partner or give. We just don't like, brandishing account numbers. You know, we want people to decide to do that. Some days when we invite our guests, we do that to bless them directly. But for us, we want people to, look at the things we do with the money, if they are interested, and they decide before they give, so that you are not under pressure. You are well informed before you give. So, but it's a good ground, place your sacrifice here and you'll be blessed. Amen. Get your journals and let's thank God for our partners. Simon Cooper, iFix, Showgear, Carrel, Premium Trust, Evently, Amen. Where is them? It's my journal. Sorry? And Royal. Okay, yes. The people who gave us the t-shirts, they gave us some nice t-shirts. They give us every year. Royal Ensemble. Check them out. God bless you, Royal Ensemble. We are going to dance over our journal. It's just a prophetic action to signify turnaround. Then we'll have Ogi Makunga. Let's go. I am dancing now. Father, as we turn, let us request turn around for good. Hey, I am dancing.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.